be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
Okay, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, broadcasting live for Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. I'm your host, Matthew, and every week I broadcast great songs from the history of Australian rock and roll and, of course, present exciting new music and brand new Canadian tunes as well, which I always get to towards the end of the show. And I started off there with a track there to introduce this week's special guest. You heard the phrase there on the chorus, Mary Jane, Mary Jane. I'm joined by a Mary Jane right here in the studio from Los Angeles. Hello, Mary Jane.
Hello, how are you?
This is Mary Jane from a band called End Roulette, a great female-fronted rock and roll band from Los Angeles. And I've got the pleasure of having Mary Jane here join us for the day. And we're going to be talking about all sorts of things. Mary Jane's one of her influences from Australia, right?
Exactly.
And who might that be?
Well, one of my biggest inspirations was Craig Nichols from The Vines, so I'm glad to be here to play some Vines music this morning.
And also, of course, some End Roulette, some of Mary Jane's music we'll get to shortly. And we'll get into the Vines too, but I guess like we'll kind of lead into it by talking a little bit about, I guess an era in time. I mean, you mentioned to me that you were very much influenced by Nirvana. A lot of musicians really saw something special in Kurt Cobain, and that was a certain era and a time when a lot of bands were inspired. And the Australian music scene was very strong in the mid '80s, and it's not particularly well known that a lot of those bands actually influenced the Seattle music scene. And I'm going to play for you a couple of bands. We'd already played for you the Celibate Rifles last week. They were a great underground band that had an influence on some American bands. And equally, this band, UMI, who I'm just about to play. But first of all, I wanted to play for you an interview with a few people. It's sort of like a documentary on Australian music called Dead Set. And Tim Rogers from UMI is talking a little bit. And also Damien Lovelock from the Celibate Rifles, who we played last week, talking a little bit about the Australian music scene around that mid-80s period leading into the early 90s and what the whole Nirvana kick added to it and kind of the lift it gave to the Australian independent scene. So before we get back into the music and chatting here with Mary Jane, I just wanted to play this interesting interview from the Dead Set documentary talking about Australian music. So here we go.
It was a really distinctive 80s Australian sound. Australian guitar rock. But I don't know if that there is any more, you know. I hope so, that it'd make it distinctive. But I think that's something that time can only give you perspective on.
Probably by the early to mid-80s, Australia had the best live music scene in the world, certainly the healthiest per capita. And people were flying in from New York and LA and all over the place to see what was going on here, because there was such a boom here. And it was indie. I mean, it was real, literally underground stuff. And then Nirvana comes in, kabang, and grunge is hip.
Bands that we've seen established in Australia since about 1991, I guess, since Nirvana and Pearl Jam really took over the mainstream charts, I believe they're brilliant bands, and I love the fact that we're getting bands like UMI and Silverchair and Regurgitator, Powderfinger in the top of the charts. I wouldn't have it any other way, but I do think that had it not been Pearl Jam and Nirvana, that would never have happened.
A band like us would never have aspired to greatness, or as far as being, you know, to touring, to being in the top 10, you know, all of that has come post Nirvana.
Nirvana came along in the States, and there was, for the next two and a half years after that, there was about, you know, five Nirvana bands being released each week. You get another CD from another American guitar band, and it just sounded like Nirvana or a pale imitation of it.
And the funny thing was, when the American guys came out here, Nirvana and stuff, they'd all been like the local indie shops, buying up every little thing they could find on Australian acts, but the Australians wouldn't do it. They went right off.
Australia, we've never really fostered that sense of you know, copying what is successful within our own bands. Sure, there's influence to be felt from bands overseas like Oasis.
We get asked, you know, what do you think is so Australian about your band? We've always said, it's just that, look, it's just that we live here. You know, I don't think there's anything intrinsically Australian about us. You couldn't imagine a band like Spiderweb coming from anywhere else. Maybe Europe. The only thing that makes us alternative is that we're a little bit out of tune. Genres are essentially just for journalists, I think, and it's just an easy reference. I think it's no use getting kind of head up about it, because people are going to do it anyway. I'm probably the person with the least punk rock in me than any other human alive. But if it means everything to a 12-year-old kid from Penrith, then who gives a shit? It's punk. You know, whatever. No matter where we're playing, we go at it with the same kind of just put on the uniform, go to work kind of thing. But not work as in the drudgery of work. It's like our job is to go out there and sell rock and roll to the people. There seems to be, not when we started out, but in the past couple of years, this real disdain for Oz rock and pub rock, as if, you know, oh, that was the old school, this is the new school kind of thing. And then you go out and play 200 years in for 200 gigs a year in pubs. But where's the difference? I think we're as pub rock as they come, you know. What other freaking do you get out for 200 nights a year and have drinks with your best friends and get your drinks for mostly for free? I don't go.
Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Okay, welcome back to CITR here for a Monday, the regular Australian-Canadian music show called Stranded. And this is an extra special day. We have a guest here, Mary Jane. Hello again.
Hello.
Mary Jane from Los Angeles band End Roulette. And actually, we were going to talk about the Vines and play some music because they're an influence of yours. But before that, I'd like to play your band to give people an idea of who you are. But just backtracking there, so any regular listeners know that we always we have a procedure of honouring our elders here at the show with the first few songs. We always go back and play music from the past. And I guess the theme for the first few songs there was the early 90s, those halcyon days when Nirvana appeared and created this big shift in the consciousness and music, I guess. Mary Jane, did you ever see that documentary, The Year Punk Broke, 1991, The Year Punk Broke?
No, I haven't seen that one.
It was a classic. It was a documentary showing a lot of those bands who were touring Europe in, I guess it must have been, it was 1991. So Sonic Youth, Nirvana, Dinosaur Jr., all these bands were in Europe, and so the camera went along to film it, and it was this moment in time where you could tell some consciousness was shifting, and these bands that were underground were now pushed up. And Nirvana, that was their, first or second tour in Europe, and they were playing these huge festivals, and you could see something was happening. and so, of course, the connection to Australia. I've mentioned previously that the Australian underground scene in the 80s was very fertile and influenced some of these Seattle bands. So I played for you the Celibate Rifles last week. Bands like the Cosmic Psychos, the Beast Suburban, Kim Salmon. These are names that are very well known in circles in Seattle. And I played for you that short documentary where Tim Rogers from UMI was talking about the music scene, and Damien Lovelock from the Celibate Rifles. You heard there Richard Kingsmill, the DJ from Triple J in Australia, just talking about how the influence of Nirvana in the early 90s really gave a spark to the underground bands in Australia and gave them a leg up, to the point where now, what, 10, 15 years later, a band like UMI, believe it or not, has a festival devoted to them in Seattle. Like it's quite amazing. Like, so this cross-pollination of music and influences, I guess, you know, the globalised era helps, but there's a lot of, you know, discerning listeners who really can draw connections between the countries. So we played there. Well, at the top was Tumbleweed with Mary Jane, the first song we played. They were an early 90s band from Wollongong. Their album was recorded by Jack and Dino from Seattle, so there's a connection there. And then we played UMI with Berlin Chair, the classic from 93, and then Silverchair there with a very, very early song called Blind, when they were just starting out. And of course, at the time, they were like this little baby Nirvana in Australia. So Mary Jane is from here from Los Angeles. And before we play the Vines, I'd like to actually play some of your music. What can you tell us about what you're up to down there in Los Angeles?
Well, I've been playing in this band, End Roulette, for the last few years, and we played a lot around Hollywood, and I kind of came up to Vancouver this weekend because I wanted to check out the scene here, thinking about possibly recording an album here next summer. So, I guess a lot of my influences have been early, you know, 90s rock, and then coming on with the Vines and that whole scene. Right now I'm really into Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, Secret Machine, stuff like that. But with my band, you know, I think it's really popular right now for girls to just sort of be thinking that they have to love pop stars and everybody be like Lady Gaga or whatever, and I don't really see a lot of girls with a guitar, so it's kind of fun for me right now to sort of be holding the torch for that and to still be underground with it, because, you know, like recently Courtney Love just made her comeback tour with Hole and everything, and I don't really think that really it connects with me because I know the history of it, but I don't think it's really having that much of an impact on younger audiences. So I guess I'm just trying to, you know, stand for that and be an instrumental, like, female in rock. So it's been kind of an interesting and fun journey down there.
all the credit to you. I mean, it's amazing. Like, to hold that integrity is so important now more than ever. And I can definitely see what you're trying to do, and that's brilliant. And let's get the listeners to hear some of your music and Roulette. So what do you think here, Paper Bullets?
Yeah, I think Paper Bullets would be a good introductory track for us here.
Okay, so this is our very special guest, Mary Jane, lead vocalist and songwriter from Los Angeles band End Roulette. Mary Jane's one of her big influences is the Vines from Australia, so we're going to talk about them soon. And but here we go. Here's End Roulette.
So
Okay.
Rock and roll!
Were you going to have a party here tonight, son?
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
We like Biltmore, yeah, we like Biltmore.
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun, though, isn't it?
Okay, welcome back to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show for a Monday morning. And we're joined here by Mary Jane from Los Angeles band and Roulette. And we just played a demo there. When did you record that?
I recorded it a few months ago, actually, in my rehearsal studio. So nothing super pro there, but it sounds all right, I guess.
Yeah, nice and immediate. So Perro Perdido, you said it was Spanish for...
That means lost dog in Spanish.
Lost dog. Okay, and then before that we heard Paper Bullets, which is actually on an album.
Yeah, that's on our EP that came out in January of this year called Arrival Sad. So that's our single off the EP.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Thanks for bringing that in, Mary Jane. Mary Jane is visiting up in Los Angeles from Los Angeles here in Vancouver, and maybe one day you might be able to record an album here or something.
Who knows? That would be so cool. I came here to kind of check out the city, and I absolutely love it. So I'm thinking about doing an album here next summer if possible. So thank you so much for having me.
Oh, well, thank you,
Vancouver.
We still got half an hour of the show, so we're going to talk a bit more about your influences. Actually, I should say that, in terms of recording an album, I know that... AC/DC records their albums here. At least two of their albums I know of they've recorded here. And an Australian band called Ann Horse is here at the moment. They're recording their album in town. So a lot of people do come in because it's a good place to hang. You know, it's a nice place to be. Get out of Los Angeles. Nice clear air up here. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. When you're in LA and in the US, what do you hear of Canada and Canadian music and culture? Is it very hard to get any, does much seep down there? Because I know, America's just so massive and there's just so much music and so much product and media there. In your consciousness, do you ever hear anything Canadian, you know?
No, not really. I mean, I actually personally feel the vibe of it because I grew up in Minnesota, so not very far from Canada. And I just love the trees here, so it makes me feel like home when I come here. But as far as the music scene, I can't, to be honest, I don't really know much about Canadian bands or what's going on here. So that's why I kind of came to check it out, and so far it's been a really rad experience.
Yeah, and you came to a house party last night. You saw a band from Montreal play, and we'll play a little bit of Canadian music towards the end of the show too. So let's get back into back to Australia, and so the Vines are an Australian alternative rock band, very much sort of a musical hybrid of 60s rock and 90s alternative music. And they had, they sort of popped out of nowhere, didn't they, with that song Get Free.
Mm-hmm.
Craig Nichols was the vocalist and songwriter, and very very unusual guy, and maybe, I don't know, misunderstood. I mean, he's, because he's had, I guess, volatile behavior, the Australian press kind of gave him a bit of a hard time, and I don't really know where they're at the moment. But what can you tell me about the Vines, Mary Jane, and how you discovered them and why you like them?
Well, I discovered them kind of randomly. Like, I heard about just the name of the band. Some radio DJ was talking about them, and I just knew I needed to check them out. So I think the first time I saw them was at Coachella, the Coachella Music Festival, maybe like 2004 or something like that. But I was just immediately drawn to them, and I just knew there was something about Craig that was sort of otherworldly, and the vocals, he's really known a lot for the hard-hitting rock songs that are, you know, Nirvana this or that, but what kind of attracted to me more was the melodic side of him. And a lot of what I learned even about singing actually came from him, so I consider them one of my greatest influences. And I think he is pretty misunderstood as an artist because of the way they were initially marketed, but it kind of had to happen that way for some reason.
Yeah, but I remember at the time, like, buying their, I think it was a 7-inch or whatever it came out, and it was like, wow, like, instantly this is pretty something special. And this was before, I think, even before that film clip came out, and then just got big very quickly, kind of a MTV thing. But it's a kind of a shame. I don't know, but that's just the way things go, that I don't really know what he's up to now, or if the public really gets it to the level you do. But, you know, that's the way it is. And, there was always something kind of transcendent about what he was doing that appealed to me. And, well, how about we play a song? So Drown the Baptist, is it?
Yeah, that's a B-side.
Oh, great.
I'm not even sure where it came from. I forgot now, but I'm excited to hear it.
Okay. Well, this Australian band, The Vines, recommended here by Mary Jane from Los Angeles, and we're going to play a B-side called Drown the Baptist.
Yeah.
So that was The Vines there, hey? Where this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and Mary Jane here from Los Angeles has come in to play some of her music and to talk about some of her influences. And, yeah, good old Australian band The Vines, hey?
Yeah, go Craig.
Yeah. Like, do you know where he is at right now? Like,
No, I mean, I know they just came out with a couple of new albums that nobody really cared about, but I think, like, me personally, I'm sort of waiting for Craig to kind of go a little bit deeper into what he's working on, because the last couple albums were sort of standard rock songs that sounded a lot like Highly Evolved or whatever, and I know that there's definitely more to it than that, so I'm sort of excited, but I think they're probably coming out with a new album maybe now. It's weird, when you follow someone so intensely for a while, then you just kind of, like, get involved in your own thing.
Well, Highly Evolved, that was the album, that was the breakout album, and then, I didn't follow them too much, but I'm going to have to do my own research, because, like, he is a hidden talent.
Yeah.
He really is, you know.
My favorite album of theirs is Winning Days, their second album.
Yeah, the difficult second album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh. And, yeah, I guess, you know, Australian culture, again, well, we asked you about Canadian music drifting down to the US, and, you know, it's very hard, and I guess Australian as well, you know, for you to discover Australian music would be quite hard, because there's not a lot of it really gets into the States, or at least good independent music. So, yeah, I'm glad you were able to come in and let us know about, you know, your musical roots, and you actually sort of learnt to sing with Vines Records, so that's cool.
Yeah.
And so you're only up here for, well, just till the end of the day, Mary Jane. You back to LA?
Yeah, I'm heading back home to start working on my new album, so
yeah.
I think I got some inspiration while I was up here. I'm excited to go back and play my guitar.
Well, we'd love to have you back on, and who knows, maybe you'll have an album in tow that you may have recorded here in the city, who knows, in the future. Thanks so much for coming in, Mary Jane. We've got to get on to some new music here. We'll be right back after this.
CITR 101.9 FM, No More Strangers, and Beatroot Magazine Triple Doggy dare you to try to survive a nautical disaster on Friday, August 27th. Proven dance party maestros Super Cassette and Humans will be on board the Abitibi, departing from the Plaza of Nations at 7 p.m. sharp and returning by 10 p.m. for an after party at the Cobalt with DJs Hunk the Drunk, Christian Flores, My Gay Husband, Genie, and DJ Zia. Buy your ticket in advance at clubzone.com, Beat Street, Neptune, Red Cat, Scratch, and Zulu. For more information, visit CITR.ca. See you on board.
Now I sit here bottom of my dream. Why hadn't it too much time to think? And I hope that you know that I love to flow. And I wish that I could let you go.
CITR and the Biltmore Cabaret present The Mohawk Lodge, Eamon McGrath, and October Man. They're playing on Friday, August 20th at the Biltmore, 395 Kingsway. It's an album release for Crimes, the new album by the Mohawk Lodge, and Peacemaker, the new album by Eamon McGrath. Doors are at 8, and tickets are $10 at the door. So come see the Mohawk Lodge, Eamon McGrath, and October Man on Friday, August 20th at the Biltmore.
And that's it for the end of the show. Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. I just played Eamon McGrath there, actually. So I just played three bands from Edmonton. Eamon McGrath is playing here in Vancouver. You just heard the promo there. He's playing on the 30th of August. And also in that set, I played you the Whitsundays with the song Saul, and also the Jolts from their 7-inch single Born Speedin. You heard the song. Board Speed and the A-side. All three bands from Edmonton, Alberta, a really great rock and roll city. And I've had a really great rock and roll lady here in the studio. Mary Jane, do you want to say goodbye?
Bye, everyone. Thank you so much for having me. I love Vancouver, Canada, rocks.
That's Mary Jane, the stunningly amazing, beautiful and talented singer from...